probably whatever every Port fan is wondering at the moment. How's Charlie going?
Yeah, no, he's okay. He's got a slight groin, nothing too serious. He'll be right now. I would say he's probably no risk for round one, but you're never sure. He'll, because we've got the week off, so I don't think there'll be any issue. Lice at the same. I think both boys will be fit and firing for round one, which is great.
Yes, given the work he's put in during the pre-season, was it a bit of a hard moment? Yeah, hard mouth moment when he pulled him a bit sore. Everyone thought it was the ankle. Then he comes out with the quad
all tape. Well, it certainly was, because I've seen him actually do it in the contest. So you do get a little concerned. We haven't got too many 6'10" power forwards, so we do need him a little bit. And he's had a great pre-season. It would have been a shame for him to miss the start of the season.
Yeah, I just throw him in at the end, unlike the hero in Jared, I guess.
Yeah, two goals in the last, whatever it was, couple of minute and a half. It was a pretty good contest considering the win, because the win made it really challenging. We probably won the game if as a contest in the first quarter. We withstood 21 entries in the first quarter without giving up too much score. So I think it was pretty challenging out there for the boys.
Bulldogs, Brisbane, they're both top eight sides from last year. Beat them in pre-season. You said to the rest of the competition, you're coming. Does this back you up?
No, not really. We've had good preparation. That's what it has done. And for the Port people out there, they should be confident enough to know that the boys have had a really strong pre-season. We've been able to back up and play some good footy, at Brisbane against a good side. And we've come here today against a really good side at Whyalla and a fantastic deck and been able to deliver a good result.
What do you take away from the game? I guess obviously, the win was so vital, so big in it. Yeah, what can you take away from it?
I thought we showed some real resilience. It was an improved performance by us, because I thought when the Bulldogs really got on top in that third quarter where they really dominated the game for a large patch, we found a way to come back with some key people missing in structure for us. So I thought, a lot of the young boys and, some of the mature boys really stood up for us.
Much has been made of the Bulldogs midfield. I guess, how do you think, midfield mix that you put out there?
No, I think we're really comfortable with our mix out there today. Unfortunately, Houston he didn't play the second half, so he's a pretty big miss for us. I'm not comparing him to the Bont or anyone like that, but he's pretty important to us. So, and what you do as a midfield unit is we don't have to rely on one or two players too much, and we don't want to be that. But the quality that was out there for the opposition is pretty good.
Todd Marshall is pretty good out there. Has he played his way well into the mix for, that kind of second tall behind Charlie?
Yep, he has. He's had a good pre-season, Todd, and we're all waiting for Todd to grab some games and really emerge. And I thought today he really did show signs of a person who's developing as a footballer. We lose patience, people, supporters, fans. We lose patience with a young tall forward. I challenge anyone in the competition to have had as many challenges as Todd Marshall's had in his early days as a footballer.
Is it, between him and Mitch for a spot at the moment? Or?
No, I think they're both in the mix. I think it's, we've shown that we would like to be a bit taller as a forward line. There's no doubt about that. And support Charlie a little bit more. And that's what you see when they start to emerge, that that's a more dangerous look. Then the opposition are starting to guess, do we double team Charlie as much? Can we afford to leave Marshall, Georgiadis jump at the boards? That's what you want. You want triple threats as high, tall players. So we look like we've got a couple of boys getting there at the moment.
How do you think Pep's going up forward?
How do you think he's going?
Pretty good.
I thought he was pretty good. I thought he's been really important in our two pre-season games. He's had a great, a number of our players, a really strong pre-season. He's been instrumental to getting us going in both the games, I reckon, and he was going pretty strong again.
Is that pressure that he's providing? Is that something you were lacking last season? I guess up forward, he seems to be really snapping some tackles.
Yeah, look, he certainly brings that at a high level, but we've been wanting some players in our front half to get better and emerge, but they're very, very young, and they're learning to play the game. You look at Connor and you look at Zach and you look at Pep, you look at Todd, Mitch Georgiadis. What's the old? The oldest one might be 22, is he? I'm not sure he's much older than that, 22. We do want him to be better, but we know how good they can be.
Yes, with Connor, he's been around the midfield in this pre-season. Is that where we're going to see him more? I guess if he was hoping to do that, is it a surprise that we're seeing him there so quickly?
No, not at all. We always thought that Connor would venture into the midfield quite quickly in his football career. And, last year was our leading goal kicker. So, again, we're supporting him with some better players around him or more mature players around him and physically fit players around him, which allows us to venture a little bit more into the midfield. And he's quite damaging when he's in there.
Yeah,
Obviously, just a pre-season game, but the fact that you've got this sponsorship with GFG and the fact that you're coming out to a regional town, small regional town like Whale, and make it sort of special for you guys and for the team?
Yeah, absolutely. We loved coming, and we were part of the community for the last couple of days. You know, we've been at school visitings and doing the things that we do in the community. And as I said, the deck was in great shape. Great credit to the Whale people and everyone who's made this happen. And, you know, GFG, along with ourselves as a footy club, we've represented the community really well. We know that this is Port Adelaide heartland, so we look forward to coming here, and we hope to come back plenty of times.
What did you think of the support here from the locals there today? Did you get the chance to shake hands and have a chat with any of the locals?
Yeah, look, the locals have been fantastic over the last couple of days, not just here today, but they've been really supportive of us. And I think, you know, I'm again from a country community, so you understand the importance of bringing AFL teams to the community. They love it and they enjoy it, and the players equally as much like it back.
Is it great to give them that kind of spectacle, you know, like a really close match between
no.
really
two? No, I like winning footy easy. I don't like winning close ones. But, yeah, well, I'm glad that it was, as it turned out, we were the winners. And, you know, I'm sure Luke's equally as happy with his preparation. So, but someone has to win, and I'm glad it was us.
Two games, two wins. How much does that mean for you guys going into round one?
Well, we talked about it being perfect preparation, and I think we've had pretty close to perfect preparation. We haven't played perfect football, we've seen that today, but we've had perfect preparation, which gives you a chance, doesn't give you anything other than a chance. We've seen the opposition who we're coming up against in round one have won their two pre-season games. We're travelling away again, so there's, you know, there's a bit on the line for us, and we've got to be ready to go.
Are there any things you're looking to iron out before round one? Any kinks that you're looking to
No, we'll train as usual, and we'll work hard on our game, but we never work any differently on our game. We're always stay to the task of improving as a team, and we'll do that again over the next couple of weeks and hopefully be ready, fit and firing to go up to the Gold Coast.
Were there any players to you that really stood out today?
Oh, no. Look, I think I was really pleased collectively with the team when we, as I said, we got disrupted a fair bit with our structure and the way we'd like to look when some people, you know, people went out of the game at times when we perhaps prefer they didn't. So I thought it was really, really strong and great resilience by the boys to find a way to win. That's the sort of stuff you want to learn as a football team, and you know, we haven't been able to maximise that in the past. We hope to be getting better at it.
Would you like to come back to Whale and play another game?
Sure would. As I said earlier, it's a great opportunity. The deck like that, you know, the crowd were into the game. We love coming to Whale. We like going to any of the communities, to be fair, but it was pretty special for us today with GFG and ourselves aligned to Whale really closely.